joined by pro stock champion here at the Spring Nationals, Bill Buttner. Since 1970 and the inception of the pro stock class, there's been nearly 900 NHRA events where the class has been contested. Bo is one of only, I believe, 65 drivers now to ever win in the category, so it's the most exclusive class that we have, and many would say the most difficult to win in. You've experienced that with your final round runner-ups, but no longer today, so take us through the weekend.
Absolutely. We got it all for back, and it's dangled out there in front of me. That was the eighth time, so it was due, and I've always had a chance to win. So today it happened, and maybe they'll start rolling like a snowball. So good day.
Obviously, you're a decorated sportsman racer. How does driving the pro stock car, or mentally your approach to the pro stock car, different than if you're in a super stock car or a comp car?
Actually, I try not to, but it just amazes me on how, like, I was fortunate enough to have a lot of wind lights in my sportsman stuff. And this one, we get a few, but to make four consecutive wind lights is very tough and a lot harder than I ever expected.
Satisfaction level, how does this feel? I mean, does it compare with your first sportsman win ever? Is this, you know, is the feeling the same because this is your first pro stock win?
Any win that you stay on that stage, I don't care if it's stock, super street, or what it is, you never gets old. And it's a great feeling, and you can't explain it unless you live it.
Obviously, this weekend, class had all kinds of controversy in it. You guys weren't directly involved in any of that, but do you think it's good for the class, good for people to know that everybody's not exactly, you know,
It is awesome, and we need more of it. And if I had to start punching Jason or something, we'll do that. That doesn't bother me. But, yeah, no, it was kind of funny. I after the first round, I get out of the car, and they said, "Are you going to fight too?" And I'm like, "I don't think so, but you never know." So it was – that's kind of cool. And, you know, everybody but says you got two young guys there, and they're pretty fortunate in life. So let's just get out here and race. But let's do some more of that.
Sure. You mentioned Jason. Talk about your relationship with obviously you're talking about Jason Lyon. Talk about your relationship with Jason and Greg.
I happen to attract strange people, and he and I hit it off pretty quick, pretty fast. But he's not that much older than me, but he's kind of like an older brother to me. And he tries to talk to me, and we talk a lot. But he gives me 100% every time. And this win, I think, is as strong as if he would have won. And he would tell you the same.
You ask the majority of sportsman racers, what class would you ever race if you want to race professionally? Most of the guys will tell you that it's pro stock.
Absolutely, and I always thought I'd be a lot smarter than that than to try to run pro stock, to be honest. But, no, it's a great bucket list kind of deal, but not looking on it. Let's just go race now. This is out of the way. Let's just – it'll happen.
I mean, pro stock is a loaded field, a lot of good drivers here. You know, we said the first win is the toughest, and you kind of mentioned maybe it might snowball. But, I mean, after winning the first one, there's no telling what you can do now.
Yeah, I mean, we had a very good chance to win Vegas, and that was me not concentrating in the final against Tanner. We actually outran him, and it's kind of down. I feel more down on for my crew and the people that helped me support at home and everybody at Jim Buttner Auto. I love them. And Alan's right. I'm probably give a car away tomorrow. So, but no, it's a tough deal. I mean, and everybody that shows up here can drive. I'll stop.
I'm sorry. What did you learn today from the win that you can apply to for the next race and further out in the season?
If I had to learn one thing, is there's a time I struggle with three, which is no surprise, but I kind of stay the same, but it happens to be slow, 500s behind. But I learned today, just go ahead and stay shallow, and that lane choice is very important. And it's maybe not because of the track itself, but as racers, we are all control freaks. So if you get to pull up there and I get to control where you go, I think that makes a little difference. So I did learn that today.
Congratulations.
Thank you.